Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome to the Kids for Love Project radio show on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network, media partner for the Omega Institute. The show can be heard every Wednesday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern, and Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern. Listen online, mobile, in your car with Bluetooth, and on Alexa's Echo. I'm Jordan Phillips, your guest host. Today we have a very special guest. Joining us is Jonah Larson, an 11-year-old crochet prodigy who's using his incredible story to inspire others to pursue their passion. How are you doing today, Jonah?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome. So you've been called the future of crochet or crocheting prodigy. So what sparked your passion for crochet?
After I found my first crochet hook.
It starts with your crochet hook?
Yes.
That's awesome. So you own a business called Jonah's Hands, and you're only 11, so... You know, that's something that most people don't do in their entire lives. How did you get started?
So it started off with an Instagram page so people could see my work. And then I began getting orders. And then the La Crosse Tribune put out a paper. And then just all these different news places kept coming.
That's awesome. So were you prepared for this? Were you hoping to sell your work, or did people just start sending you messages saying, hey, this is really cool, I would love one of those?
I wasn't planning on it, it just kind of happened out of the blue.
That's amazing. So you're a sixth grader, right?
Yes.
And you're, you know, what do your friends and siblings think about your crocheting and at school? Like, do people... Are they like, whoa, what are you doing? Or how do they react to, you know, your passion?
They think it's really cool that I can go really fast. And they're really supportive and they enjoy it.
That's awesome. And you do crochet really fast. Like, I mean, I've seen some of your videos on Instagram, and I'm telling you, you have to see it to believe it. Jonah Larson is really a crocheting legend. And I've tried crochet before, and it's tricky. So who do you say is your biggest supporter, you know, out of, you've got a lot of people behind you, both on your social media page and in your family, but who's, you know, who's the one cheering no matter what?
There's so many different people, and it's really hard to choose. Can't decide.
Can't decide, yeah. That's how I feel a lot of the time. Like, my brothers will mess with me and stuff, but even they support me no matter what I do. So that's awesome that
family,
you can feel that.
Yeah, that's really great. That's nice.
Yeah. So do you have, I know you have one brother, right? Do you have any more siblings?
I have an older brother, a younger sister who are in the house, and then an older brother and an older sister who are out of the house.
That's awesome. So you definitely get to, you know, hang out and have some fun with them. Do they crochet?
No, neither of them have tried their hand at it yet.
Do they want to learn how to crochet, or is that kind of your special thing?
My brother's not so sure, but my sister wants to learn.
That's awesome. Yeah, my big thing is sewing, and, you know, my brothers look at me kind of cross-eyed whenever I try to talk to them about sewing. They're like, Jordan, we're not going to try that, but it's fun. So you started crocheting at the age of 5, so you've been crocheting for more than half your life. Do you think that your passion will always be a part of your life?
Yes, it's going to stick with me forever.
Awesome. That's what's so cool about what you're doing is that no matter what, you know, you'll always have your crochet with you, and that's just fantastic. So tell me, Jonah, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a surgeon.
Whoa, I have no doubt that you can do that. You seem like an incredibly driven person, and that's just awesome. Do you have a college that you want to attend someday?
West Point.
West Point. That's awesome. You're going far places in life, and I mean, I know that you have had some. You were on Pickler and Ben recently.
Yeah, that's actually airing today, right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. I got to go on your YouTube channel and check it out because I knew I wouldn't get to watch it live on TV because I'd be talking to you, which is just so awesome. But, you know, do you have any stories as you've been, you know, starting your business and you've, you know, it's gained some steam? You know, what's a story that really stands out to you? It's something that's fun or wacky that's happened because of your, you know, kind of new fame.
Well, the fact that I'm actually in the middle of the process of writing a book.
That's awesome.
And that was really surprising. I never thought I would see my name. I never thought I would see my name under the author of a book.
Yeah. Is it? You know, what does the process of like writing that book look like for you? You know, is this like, you know, I can't even imagine. I don't know where I would start.
I just think of it as another opportunity in life to conquer.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's awesome. I mean, just the fact that you're going for it. That's incredible. So, you know, what is some advice that I'm kind of considering you an expert in business now. What's some advice that you would give kids who want to start their own business or do something big that, you know, that they want to use what they love to do to, you know, create something for others?
Always try something new because it can lead you far places in life and just give back to your community.
That's awesome. So that's just incredible. So I hear you've been doing some really charitable things with the profits of Jonah's Hands. What's something that you do with your money to help give back?
Well, I give to an organization called Roots Ethiopia. I give some of my items to them, and they auction them. And it raised $400 for the same region from where I was adopted from.
That's awesome. And it just feels good to give back, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's incredible that you've been able to take what you love and help others with it. So what, you know, if people are interested in, I know that you have like 2,500 orders right now, and so you temporarily
35.
Stopped taking orders. 3,500?
Yes.
Oh, my. Wow, you are, I mean, Jonah, that's incredible. So if, you know, you're obviously pretty busy right now, but if someone wanted to support you in some way, how could they do that?
Well, lots of people support me. This is not something I asked for, but lots of people send me packages from people around the world send me packages of yarn, hooks, and all sorts of different things. And it's supposed to support me to keep creating.
That's amazing. Wow. So you are partnering up with you have a yarn company sponsoring you now, right? Is Yarnspirations?
Yep. Yes, I do, and you got the name right, too.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. Are you excited to, you know, learn about that, or, you know, where does this take your business?
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice road.
That's awesome. So you've probably made thousands of projects over your life, but what's one of your favorite projects, or what are a couple of your favorite projects that really stand out to you as, you know, something that you look at and you're just super proud of?
I really like my sunset afghan or my mosaic placemats, and you could see those pictures on Instagram. And I really like the sunset afghan because of the intricacy of the stitch and how the colors fade like a sunset.
That's incredible. I've seen a picture of your sunset afghan, and I mean, I can't imagine, you know, just having the energy and time to, you know, create a piece of art like that. How long does that take you?
Sunset afghan?
Yeah.
About 16 hours.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. When do you find time to do that? Because, you know, obviously you're very busy doing all kinds of things. You know, you're having interviews, and, you know, now that you've got such a big business, you're trying to fill orders. You know, how do you find the time during a day to slow down and, you know, incorporate what you love into your life?
Well, I incorporate it, so, because like you said, it calms me, and I am very active. And then I have to incorporate it because it relieves all my extra stress. So I squeeze it in whenever I have time.
That's amazing. What are some things that you like to do outside of crocheting?
I am very well-rounded. I am in cross country, track, baseball, play with my brother, have family time, basketball, all sorts of things.
That's awesome. I'm a cross country and track runner too. So it's so fun. People don't understand, but running is a whole bunch of fun.
Yeah, because you get to run and make yourself fit while you get to notice what's around you.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you live in Wisconsin, right? Is it pretty cold there right now? It's kind of hard to run, I'm sure.
Well, I run and do track all parts of the year except for winter because it's too icy.
Mhm. Yeah, that's always a challenge. So that's awesome.
Where do you live?
But I think.
What? Oh yeah, I forgot you live in Boston.
I live in Ohio. So.
Oh yeah.
Yep, and the awesome Dream Vision 7 radio network is based out of the.
Their conditions are kind of like ours.
Yeah, it is. And I actually was born in Madison, Wisconsin. So I'm pretty familiar with your area. And I spend a lot of summers up there. So that's pretty awesome that, you know, you're able to have such – I think Wisconsin people are good people. And there are just so many great people out there. And so, you know, to have a community to support you is incredible. Do you think that, you know, the people in your community, I know you said that your local newspaper, the La Crosse Tribune, you know, first published the article about you. But what are some ways that you've seen your community support you during this time?
Well, my community is very supportive. Whenever I'm just walking by, I hear all sorts of different comments, like, I saw you on the news, you're very talented, good job. I've been getting emails from random people. I have no idea who they are. They were saying, I saw you on the news. Congratulations. You're very talented.
That's awesome. How do you respond to something like that? Because I know that it can be tricky sometimes, you know, when people are like, you're so talented. How do you do that? Like, what do you, you know, do you How do you just respond to something like that?
Glad to know that there's people who support me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, one friend, one action at a time. Kids for Love.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
If you're living with fear and stress in your life, there is an answer.
If you're ready for a better way, step through the doorway.
The Doorway is a multimedia online course for transcending fear, transforming relationships, accessing inner guidance, and experiencing more inspiration and trust in your life.
To learn more about these online courses based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles and David Hoffmeister, go to acimcourses.com.
Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. And it's on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come join Deborah Beauvais and young co-hosts every Wednesday at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern to celebrate kids making a difference. We invite kids to share stories of those helping others. And teachers can share new school programs that are creating harmony amongst the kids. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids who are helping others.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
So much, Jonah, for joining us. What an awesome interview it was. And now I have my mom with me. You can say hi, Mom.
Da-da-da!
Hi, Mom. Wait, no, I'm Mom. Hello. And Mom's here with me, and we're here to talk about some stuff going on with Posies for the Cure. So,
yeah, it's kind of like one of those things. I was diagnosed with cancer and on my 40th birthday in May of 2015, and, you know, you think cancer is such a terrible thing, because it is. But sometimes we don't think about all the really cool things that have come of it or that can happen from it. And the Cozies for the Cure project was one of those amazing silver linings.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been almost an interview or almost a year since we got to do our interview on the Kids for Love Project radio show. But it's just been so fun to see all the people we've met and, you know, how Cozies for the Cure has grown over the past year, because now we're fundraising year round, and we've raised over $100,000 for breast cancer.
Have you told everybody what Cozies for the Cure is yet?
Oh, Cozies for the Cure.
Start at the very beginning.
So, when I was 11, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, 6 months here with me right now.
Yep.
And I, you know, I was scared like anyone would be. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew that I had to do something to help her. And so I decided that I would, you know, do something that I'm passionate about, which is sewing, and try to use that to create some way to kind of keep me busy while Mom was sick. And so I asked Mom, you know, what, can you please put this on your Facebook page so that I can fundraise some money? And her response was, you know, I'm not feeling so good right now, Joe, but I will put it on the Facebook page and I will help you out. And then, you know, you can do your thing. And Mom, what were you thinking when I said that to you?
Well, I think that the funny thing about the whole thing is, or the serendipitous thing about the whole thing was that we happened to take you on a vacation for the first time to California from, we were living in North Dakota, I think, at the time. And we went to California and we went into one of those really fun coffee shops. And they had those coffee cup holders, those little, remember those little cardboard things?
Yeah.
And they were decorated, and you thought that was so cool. They were like, what did they have on them? Like,
yeah, like there were little cartoons drawn on them, and I thought to myself, you know, maybe I could do that with fabric. And so I tried it once I, you know, decided that I wanted to raise money for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is a fantastic organization that, you know, helps to spread awareness for breast cancer and helps to fund research. And one of the really neat things they're doing is they're helping get women diagnosed early. They have these mobile mammogram trucks that go around here in southeastern Ohio where I live. And they're able to provide women with in rural, hard-to-reach areas with mammograms and checkups when they would otherwise not have access to that. So that's really neat.
Yeah. So when you came to me that first time and said, Mom, I want to make these coffee cup sleeves and, you know, can you put it on social media and we'll see if maybe people would make a donation in exchange for one of these coffee cup sleeves, my husband and I, you know, Dad and I were both like, man, we are tired. We are weary. We have a lot on our plate. But we were both very used to Jordan since you were little, like going up in her room and creating something and, you know, magically coming downstairs with like a new headband or something. So it was like, okay, sure, whatever. I'll put it on there. And none of us in the family expected that it would take off into a project that would raise $100,000 for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. But the money is one thing, but when you think about 1 in 8 women being diagnosed with breast cancer, early detection is really key. And the fact that you can put a dollar amount to it, but you can't put a dollar amount to the fact that you've saved so many women. And there are so many kids whose stories will be different because their moms were diagnosed early.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the other thing that I really take away from this whole experience has been the way that the community has helped support me and my family, you know, when my mom had cancer, but also after she had cancer and Posies for the Cure kind of started to grow and become this monster of its own. It was incredible that, you know, the community was there to stand by us when we had 1,000 orders flood in and I didn't know what to do because I was in 8th grade, and I was like, how am I going to fill these orders? You know, there was someone there that said, hey, I'll help you sew. Or there was someone there that said, hey, I'll help you cut out fabric. And it was just so incredible to see how, you know, people kind of wrapped their arms around us and said, we got you. Mm-hmm. In, you know, the hard times and in the times where there was something really cool going on.
I think it was interesting that even though you were doing, you know, people from the TV or newspapers or wherever would be calling to do interviews, one of the things that they always asked you, Jordan, is, what do your friends think? And what was your response to that?
They don't really know.
Yeah. You didn't tell any of your friends, which is really so funny to me because why? Why didn't you tell them?
I think that I just thought they wouldn't be interested or they'd be like, oh, okay, you go do your thing. So, you know, I really didn't tell anyone, but it's funny because once word got out there, like, you know, people were very interested in what I was doing. And so I think that taught me that, you know, we need to share what we're doing so that we can kind of help others. You know, there's this incredible quote, and it was like that I posted actually on the Cozy for the Cure Facebook the other day that said, don't be afraid to share your story. Your words may be a page in someone else's survival guide. So you don't know.
Beautiful.
You don't know what someone else is going through. And if you share your story, you know, they might be able to say, hey, this person made it through. I can do it too.
And we've had that. I mean, there are other kids in your school who whose parents have been diagnosed with breast cancer or other types of cancer. And I think it's neat that, you know, well, there was a high schooler from your high school who came and said to me, can you help me set up a shoe distribution for elementary school kids who don't have shoes? And, you know, I have to believe that some of those kids in your school are able to dream bigger because they've seen someone at their level do it. You know, they understand it's not just celebrities, it's not just multimillionaires, it's like anybody can make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And it's so special to me, and Cozy's for the Cure will always be a part of my life, but the thing that I just love about it the most is when I get to, you know, drive down the street, or I'm on the school bus, and I get to lean over all the kids on the school bus because I need to take a picture of the mobile mammogram unit, because mm-hmm. I see it, and I'm like, that's making a difference.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's the little things that, you know, when you're trying to make a difference. I went out for Cozy's for the Cure. My goal was to raise $300. And so when you're just trying to make a difference, or you're just trying to keep busy, like, you know, don't lose hope. Keep going and dream big, because I think that's when really amazing things happen.
Dream big, sister. Dream big.
Yep. And it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
So if you want to support Cozy's for the Cure, you can visit shopathensohio.com. And if you go under their Shop by Partners section, and it's also on NicoleJPhillips.com. My mom is an incredible author.
Yeah.
And we call her the best-selling author. and podcaster, and just all around an amazing person. So the Cozies are on there, too, if you want to check it out. But, yeah, is there any advice that you want to give someone who's been recently diagnosed with breast cancer, Mom?
Oh, sure. I think that the one thing that I like to tell people is to get ready to accept kindness. As speaking primarily to women, we are the magic makers. You know, we make so many holidays happen, and sometimes we need to let go and let somebody else love on us. And a disease or kindness or cancer, rather, is a perfect time to let somebody else love on us.
Yeah. Well, Mom, thanks so much for talking with me, and I'm just so glad that I was able to talk with you about all of this. So
how fun! Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Kids for Love Project Radio Show, and have a wonderful day.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.